Yeah, that could be too. You're right. And, you got me chuckling over here, weighing up. I never really thought about it. You kind of got into the air stuff like I got into the center fire stuff there. But, yeah, you're right. There was a fellow shooting. I used to like working at the Lapeer Sportsman's Clubs in the fall because they had the range was open for sight-in days kind of thing. You got all kinds of folks showing up. Well, this one guy shows up, and he pulls out this fancy European. I couldn't remember the name of it. I was always interested. It was a European sniper rifle and the federal gold medal match ammo that all snipers sort of use kind of thing, departments. And couldn't tell us anything about himself because he'd have to kill us, you know, that kind of guy. And he sat down with that, I don't know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000outfit there. She was shooting at 100 and 200 yards there, and the groups were not too good. They were all right, I suppose, for factory ammo, but they were just kind of so-so, you know. And he was just really upset. He was just throwing a fit, you know. And the range officer says, well, Rick, why don't you give it a try? And he goes, yeah, yeah, go ahead. Why don't you try it, you know. So I sat down there and got all nice and comfortable and put five into a little clover leaf there. So he got so upset, he just packed up his stuff, and he literally threw it in the trunk and drove off. So it was a nice rifle, though.